Justice Michael Lee has completed his findings at the federal court, and Josh Bryant is our 2GB court reporter. He's at the federal court where some of the parties, I believe, are just leaving now, including Bruce Lehman. Josh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Michael. Yes, that's right. Bruce Lehman is leaving the court as we speak. He hasn't said anything at this stage. He didn't stop to make any comment. The media pack still moving along with him following those findings by Federal Court Justice Michael Lee that on the balance of probabilities, he did sexually assault Brittany Higgins in the Parliament House in 2019.
Yeah, that wasn't a criminal finding, was it? Just to clarify, that was on the balance of probabilities, but it was enough, I guess, for 10 to claim vindication in this case.
Yes, that's right. So ruled in favour of Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson in this case. Now, the judge did note that both Bruce Lehman and Brittany Higgins are unreliable historians, was the wording that he used for various reasons. But when it comes to the crucial account of the night in question, he found that he rejected Bruce Lehman's account, rejected Brittany Higgins' account, or couldn't accept Brittany Higgins' account that there was repeated verbal protest. But again, to that civil standard, he was satisfied that on the balance of probabilities, sexual intercourse did occur, that Miss Higgins did not consent, and that Bruce Lehman was reckless on the issue of consent.
There was effectively a three-point test that had to be met, and it seems on every 3 points, or all 3 points, I should say, the tests were met, according to Justice Lee, and so that's his finding. Now, as far as damages are concerned, what do we know?
Well, he went through, was detailing on the event that he is, I guess he's found to have been mistaken about his findings. He went through some of how he would work out damages, but found they would be fairly nominal if they were to be awarded for a variety of factors. In terms of costs, that is something that's still to be resolved, including the further cross-claim costs and how the legal fees will be broken down between Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson. So they parties have until the 22nd of April to make their submissions on costs, and the matter will return to court to decide exactly who will foot what is a substantial legal cost for these proceedings.
Well, as always, the only winners here probably are the lawyers. It's extraordinary how this has all played out. Just before you go, Josh, this was at the end of the day, the talk in the 6 o'clock news will all be around the finding from the judge that Bruce Lehman, on the balance of probabilities, raped Brittany Higgins. But this was, at the core, was it not, a defamation battle brought by Mr. Lehman against Channel 10 and Lisa Wilkinson, a battle which he's lost.
Yes, that's right. Justice Lee even noted in his conclusion that Mr. Lehman escaped the lion's den and then made the mistake of going back in for his hat when it comes to that discussion regarding his decision to launch these defamation proceedings following the findings that he has made.
Josh, you'll keep us up to date with anything else. Thank you for that. I appreciate it, Josh.
Thank you, Michael.
Josh Bryant, 2GB court reporter there at the Federal Court, Macquarie Street, Sydney.